Here are today's top stories. It was revealed that Hillary Clinton used a serious piece of software to delete her personal emails. A Republican congressman is wondering why. She used BleachBit to delete the emails, and the congressman said not even God could read them now. When reached for comment, God was like, can you just leave me out of this? Just once? Can I eat my chicken dinner in peace, please? Clinton suggested that the emails she deleted were about her daughter's wedding, which, I don't know about you, you might want to keep for posterity. I mean, I still have emails in my Gmail that read, so you think this Y2K thing is for real? Or, Smash Mouth's in town, best band ever! I had a chance also to drill down in some of those Hillary health media stories today. I guess conspiracy theorists are questioning whether or not the pickle jar that Hillary Clinton opened on Jimmy Kimmel to prove her health was tampered with. The theorists believe that the staffer opened it for her first since she is just too weak. Also, Dr. Drew, the dude from Loveline, commented that he had concerns about Clinton's health, and a few days later, his call-in show on the HLN network was canceled. Theorists believe that it's the liberal media protecting Hillary, and that if anyone says anything bad about her, they will be dealt with. Really? Come on. I mean, I think Hillary has some credibility issues, and nothing is... What happened to the lights? Why did it get so cold in here? What's happening? If by chance I'm not on the air next week, then the conspiracy theorists, they're right. Redistricting will not be changing in Illinois anytime soon. Governor Rauner expressed his disappointment that the Illinois Supreme Court voted down a ballot measure that would have let voters decide how a district is drawn. This is a political issue because they're mostly drawn to help reelection bids. And Rauner wants it to end because it favors the ruling party, which in this case is not his. Something tells me this wouldn't be an issue if the Republicans ran the House.
No, I think it's great for democracy. I think it's great. I think the way we do it is just fine.
A New York hedge fund becomes the biggest Tronc shareholder, surpassing Michael Farrow. Uh-oh. This move tonight, where HG Vora upped their ownership to 14.9% stake, suggests that the rumors swirling around the sale to Gannett may turn real. Michael Farrow has been holding out, but today Gannett upped the offer. What does it mean? It means Tronc might get kicked in the badonkadonk. What an uproar on Chicago campuses over safe spaces and trigger warnings. The University of Chicago is getting both good and bad marks for sending out a letter to freshmen saying there will be no intellectual censorship in the classroom, and if you don't like it, deal with it. Here's the thing. U of C students have come out saying they haven't had a problem with an overly PC campus, and if there were any problems, it was the administration not listening to their issues, which include racial profiling from campus police. Upon hearing this, the administration was like, no. I need a safe space. Where was my trigger warning? Ah. In weather, I've said this before, but you know what? Remember this day. Remember this day in late February. In sports, the Cubs are in L.A. for a big showdown with the NL West leading Dodgers. Real quick update on August pitching numbers. The Cubs starters are 15-1 with a 1.83 ERA in August. Come on. Hammer, don't hurt them. Tonight continues the bullpen starters. Mike Montgomery goes. Tomorrow, Hamill. Sunday, John Lester. Also, the Cubs are 18-4 overall in August. The team record, 22-6 in 1932. Wow. Also, Ben Zobrist took his fam to Disneyland on the day off yesterday and belted out Let It Go from Frozen with his daughter, capturing the whole moment on Instagram. You just can't help love this team. The Sox, with a walk-off win last night at home against Seattle, will this turn the tide? No. But they got Seattle again tonight. Chris Sale on the mound going for number 16. On the basketball front, can someone please tell me what's going on with Nikola Mirotic? After the bronze game, he said his knee was messed up and he was going to go in for tests. But since the Olympics, no news. Nothing. I know the dude's probably hanging out eating olives in Madrid right now, but they've got internet there, right? I'm sure there's a Spanish deadspin that could give us the results. Come on, we want to know. What's going on, Bulls? The Bears are at home tomorrow against the Chiefs. Not sure if they'll have enough guys to field a team, though. The game is at noon. I'd be ready, Soldier Field goers. Already warnings for high security and traffic. But you know what? I like the noon preseason game. It gets you, as a fan, a few daytime football reps. You know, you got to practice that morning run to the store, the day drinking, the chip-to-dip ratio, the afternoon nap. When are you going to bring out the pizza rolls? And how are you going to deal with the stomach aches from the pizza rolls? You can't just expect to have that down for week one, right? Need some practice. So thank you, NFL, for being considerate. We appreciate it. And tennis rivals Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal are joining forces to play doubles together. How long is that going to last? Just wait and see what happens the first time Nadal hits Federer in the back of the head with a serve. That's what I used to do in doubles all the time. And finally tonight, today is officially Go Topless Day. This is a day set aside to recognize sexism and gender inequality when it comes to men and women and the need for shirts. I think the only way our society is going to find equal footing, let's put the shirts back on, guys. Huh? Let's be honest. There's no need for you to not have your shirt on. It's gross. And frankly, it's a bit braggy. And to prove it, I'm going to put my shirt on. That's it. I'm going to do it. Here we go. Put a shirt on. I'm going to respect topless day and put a top on. I'm going to do the rest of the carry out with a shirt. Oh, it's over? That's it? That's the end of the carry out? Well, then what do I need the shirt for? That's the carry out for August 26, 2015. Hey, have a great weekend. We put a couple extra wet naps in the bag just in case it gets messy.